Extensive renovations are slated for the council chamber at Orillia City Center this summer and fall. As a result, council has opted to move its meetings to the Orillia Opera House throughout that period. Council's usual meeting spot will be unavailable beginning June 20, and aside from three meetings, on July 17, August 14, and Dec. 11, all meetings through Dec. 18 will be held at the Opera House. Earlier this year, council approved $570,000 in accessibility and technological upgrades to the chamber, and approved the temporary meeting changes at this week's Monday meeting. The council chamber is set to undergo an extensive renovation process in the upcoming months and, as such, all council and council committee meetings will be required to be held off-site for the duration of the project, explained Karandeep Gill, coordinator of Council Services and Corporate Services Projects. City staff suggested the Opera House for its availability and technological capabilities, as meetings will be in person and live streamed. Staff did look into various other municipal facilities such as Rotary Place and the Orillia Recreation Center, but, due to pre-existing programming and reservations, we were unable to have council meetings at those locations, said Gill. Council was presented with two options, to either hold hybrid in-person and livestream meetings, or to move to purely virtual meetings for the duration of renovations, ultimately settling on the former. Mayor Don McIsaac, however, questioned why there is not a 100% in-person option. There is not such an option, mainly because we do have an accountability and transparency policy, where it indicates that we have Rogers or some form of live streaming or televising of the council meetings, responded Christine Preston, deputy clerk. McIsaac, who said he has a natural aversion to any electronic meetings, wondered whether alternative locations, such as a hotel conference room, could be used for the virtual-only July, August, and December meetings. There's an element of security that we need to ensure, as well, especially when dealing with closed session meetings, Preston responded. We felt it was necessary to focus solely on city facilities, just so that we would have extra ability to ensure the security, ease of access, and to keep the costs low. City staff estimated the costs for the meeting changes, including Opera House rental fees and setup costs, at $10,795.